Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, in theory, our system is supposed to work like this. There's all of us working, you know, raising kids and farming and whatever, doing all of our stuff. And we set up a system where we kind of, you know, recruit somebody to kind of take one for the team, and they go to DC or your state's capital and represent you for a period of time. But when those people are not serving you first and foremost, they're serving their own best interest. Find me a politician that leaves office in a worse financial position than they went into. When their top priority isn't like, hey, how do we take care of the people that God has put us in a position to watch over? When that happens, we have to do it ourselves. We're all very aware of what happened this past weekend in Moscow. A team of ISIS members, four, went into
a theater
and, you know, raised havoc, ended up burning the building down. There's over 130 dead from that attack. That's one attack with four people. Over the same weekend, Senator Marco Rubio had this article that came out on Daily Wire. It says FBI director confirmed to me a trafficking network exists that smuggles ISIS-linked people into the United States. Interesting article. Put a link to it down below. It's something we should all be aware of because we have an open border. We have sections where have been welded open, so it's not real hard to get in the United States, regardless of what your intentions are. At the same time, the state of Texas has stood up and said, hey, we're going to push back on this, and they're being sued by the Biden administration to stop stopping people and enforcing their own border. So it's not only they're doing a poor job, they're actually going out of their way to stop protection from happening. Senator Marco Rubio said over the weekend, the FBI director Director Christopher Wray confirmed to him that a trafficking network exists that smuggles illegal aliens into the United States who have ties to ISIS. Rubio made the remarks on Sunday interview on ABC News this week while discussing ISIS-K's devastating terrorist attack in Moscow last week, which killed over 100 people. Now the total is over 130, and he kind of goes on with more details. So it's like we're in a year that we know is going to bring chaos. And it's like, well, if the people that are supposed to be watching over us, if the pilot's not flying the plane, then you'd better be packing a parachute. We need advisors around us. They're going to help take care of that. So our move is we have the author of the book, Let America Live, Dr. Stella Emanuel, here with some great advice.
Yay! Welcome.
Oh, that is so well said. So well said, David. And, you know, we do this prayer on Twitter space. We do a Twitter space on Sunday nights when we pray for the election and we pray. And last night, that's exactly that what we're saying. I said, many of these people, they come out of office and they are enriched. The Trump family actually have given so much for this country. We've never seen a family that went to politics and came out poor. And it's, you know, just because, you know, they love the country. So we're really praying for that.
That's important. So we're seeing, Dr. Stella, what's going on in the natural. Obviously, you're a medical doctor, but you're also a spiritual warfare warrior. And I'd like to hear, like, your thoughts, like, what's going on in the spiritual realm with what we're hearing going on in the natural realm?
The last time I had, like, a, you know, most of, we pray a lot for the nation. And I've been trying, we've been praying and asking the Lord what's happening, what's coming and stuff like that. Excuse me. I have pecan trees and it gets me, you know.
Allergies.
Yes.
From the pecan trees on your farm.
The pecans and has a pecan farm in her backyard.
Yeah, I went to the ranch, but I got all this pecan allergy thingy going on. You know, so recently, I don't know what I told you guys when I met you guys, I had a dream that I was praying because we saw a property, wanted to buy it and develop it. And then I was asking the Lord what's going to happen because I don't want to go and invest a whole lot of money and then craziness is happening. I found out, and then I had a dream that we were locked out of it, not that locked, it's like everywhere was locked up and everywhere was restricted. They had like police everywhere, and you could not go maybe 3 miles away from your house. If you needed to go from where you are, maybe to the next neighborhood, you needed some kind of permit or some kind of, and we were like, no, we're not taking any permit, we're not taking that. So we're not going to take it. Taking no kind of passport to go to the next neighborhood, like maybe 5 miles or 10 miles down the line. So I found out, and then I was very distressed about it because a lot of people are not aware of the fact that they're going to have a disruptive event. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a disruptive event. This year, I do believe that because the Lord has been showing me. I mean, this is a project that will take 2 years. So I can be sure that there's going to be a disruptive event between these 2 years, within 2 years. And we could not go out. So that is why I am so adamant and so gung-ho about people being prepared to survive if you cannot leave your house, or you cannot go maybe a mile or two from your house. If not, you're going to have to probably start taking some kind of passport, some kind of mask, some kind of permit, which is, I think, they're going to need a disruptive event to bring together the mark of the beast system. That not only that, they would try to bring a disruptive event to stop President Trump from getting back into power. And that is why we're praying so hard, you know, because if God shows us mercy, he will get back in so that he can disrupt their plan. So you can imagine how disruptive it will be for them right now for President Trump to get in. So we need to be spiritually prepared, physically prepared. We need to be praying. We need to pray now like never before, because if God's going to show us mercy, it's going to need people that are praying. And we need to be prepared. We need to be physically, mentally, medically, spiritually prepared. It's something that I say with such solemnity, and I want people to hear, you know, because, you know, you say things, and when the rain is not falling, it's hard to tell people take an umbrella. But this is one of those times that we advise everyone to not get out of the house without an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of levels. There's a couple of levels of preparedness. One of the most basic fundamentals is, you know, stuff that's cheap and easy to gain access to right now, which is, you know, the entry level food elements. You know, we have, you know, access with freeze dried meat and some things that we get into. But from a practical standpoint, you distribute, and I don't want to get into all your personal private stuff because we have been to your ranch and we know the level of seriousness that you have. And I don't want to get into all that because that's only for you to share. But you're giving away here to families resources, beans, rice, pasta, things that are easy to store for your community. And I think that the model of that's very like first century church, you know, kind of model. It's like taking care of the needs of those in your local community, not looking 4,000 miles away to Washington, D.C. It's like, well, God put me here, and so the people around me, what can I do to serve them? We got some, you know, footage on the screen for people that are just listening only. But talk about what you did this weekend for the needs of those in your community that God's put you around.
We have a food pantry, though. And this weekend, we're in Silly, Texas. You know, we had a whole bunch of people come out, and we're able to give packages of food to maybe about 100 families, you know, and you know, brought them to Christ, preached to them. And in fact, and then every Sunday at 3 p.m. at the ranch, we distribute food. And then at my clinic on Tuesday afternoons, we distribute food. So what I do is that, you know, like we had a lot of pecans from the ranch, and we sold all our pecans and we put all of the money in the food pantry. And right now we're donating like 10% of everything we make, like whatever we make. When people go on our website, whatever they order on our website, we use part of that to fund the food pantry. And I know a lot of companies, they take donations. I mean, we will be glad to take donations, but so far we're just really funding it with the money that God is giving us in our business. So our business is to really fund. And you don't realize just how people need, like yesterday we have finished church, finished food distribution, and I was standing out talking to one of the ladies, and this man a man like in his son. He's like, "Oh, is the food gone?" I said, "No, we still have food." So I just opened the pantry. And he was like, looking at me like, "Can I take coffee?" I said, "Sure, you can. Can I take a little tomato?" I said, at the end of the day, I ended up giving him two big food bags. And he was just like, "Oh, we'll take beans." I mean, you could see that the guy was looking at me like, "Oh my God, I have food." You know, this man is in his 60s. Wow. You know, it's just, it's heart-wrenching, but I'm thankful that I'm able to help. So that's why I tell people, I said, if they go on our website, they use Flyover, they get a discount. But guess what? Everything they do on our website, it helps to pay for the food pantry. And not just that, we're also helping pastors all over the world. Nigeria is starving. We've had to send money to like many pastors. I mean, I remember I sent $1,000 to a pastor in Lagos, and he was crying because they didn't have food. People just send me messages, Dr. Stella, just send us anything just for food. You know, it's getting really, really bad. And I'm thankful that we're able to help. But I want people to get that realization that it's coming. It's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to have food. And I tell people, stock up food, because if you don't have food, you can easily give in to what they are doing.
Yep.
Many people are not going to watch their children starve. The second thing that I go crazy about medical preparedness, because, you know, they are able to get you if you're sick. A lot of people were killed in the hospitals. That's why I said today, while you can, stock up on your ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine today, stock up on your medicine today, stock up on food supply today. Don't wait, because I am telling you, before these people implement their global system, they are going to bring a disruptive event. They are already saying it. They are telling it to everybody.
Yep. And so on the hierarchy of needs, you know, level one, there's people with immediate needs that you're helping to reach in your local community. But that's an action that everyone can take. We were talking with a couple of our good friends over the weekend. We had breakfast together and we just shared this idea of what we've been doing, which is I'm not preparing to hunker down forever, but everybody needs, especially if you like, we have children, we have grandchildren. And so enough to where if they needed to come, we got a place that, you know, we have enough food that they can eat. You know, for say a month, you know, think of in terms of that. If you can't do that, then start with a week, you know, like minimum, like, but don't let the fact you can't do forever keep people from doing anything. There's a lot of people, Dr. Stella, that aren't doing anything. They're like, well, I don't know where to start. Like, pick out a date and then do it piece by piece, but start with something. Breitbart News had an article that I want to highlight as well. You know, for entry levels food, the next level is your medications. The highlight, the article said four medications the government tried to restrict during COVID and how to legally get them. I don't want to get into all the motives of what the government was doing, but the ability to operate independent of hospitals, the ability to take care of self-care and do things where you could get treated and stay home, they restricted. And the, you know, the four main ones, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and budesonide. Those four, the government restricted when they were at their highest need. You've put together a pretty turnkey system here that we've got for us. Our kids got it. We got multiple sets because we have grandkids. So in our world, that required four of these kits that have everything. If somebody had an infection, if they got a cold, they got, you know, viruses, you know, a lot of the things that would require, we could preemptively get and have on hand. So Breitbart's writing about it, but you were sort of ahead of the jump because we've been doing this with you, you know, for like 2 years.
I was there when they tried to restrict us from prescribing medications for patients. It got so bad, you know, during a Delta in 2021, July, it started like late June, July, August 2021, it was so horrible. We will call prescriptions in and the pharmacists will just cancel it and they will not fill it. They will cancel it. We had patients die because they didn't get their medicines. And there were so many people we're seeing, like at all times, still, we had like about 2,000 patients waiting to be seen. We had like 40 doctors, NPs working for us. It was crazy. So at that time, we now called, I think I even came on your show at that time and talked about it. We called on mom and pop pharmacists all over the country and told them, rise up, join the fight. So we created a closed system where we see patients and we send prescriptions to our mom and pop pharmacies and they ship it directly to you. We don't call scripts anymore to Walgreens and Walmart and all the crazies, but they ship it directly to you. And yes, our mom and pop pharmacy, they rose up. We have them all over the country. They will ship this medicine right to you. I tell people, don't wait till you're sick. You won't believe it. I still get people right now calling me to come get people out of the hospital, It always breaks my heart. I'm like, why? Why would you wait? Why would you wait till they throw the next pandemic, or that you wait till you get COVID, or wait till you get sick? Right now, we're seeing a little uptick again in COVID cases. We've never stopped seeing them. Never. There's never been a day we didn't have a sick patient for the past 4 years. But I'm telling people, most of these viruses, or most of the things that they're going to try to release, they're RNA viruses. RNA viruses can be mitigated by ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, budesonide. They're going to have all these things, but I want people to realize that most, like with COVID, COVID is completely treatable, but it's better treated early. Mm-hmm. So if you wait till you're calling us when you're sick, then you have to go through the system and then we have to ship it to you. It might take 4 or 5 days to get to you. And that can be a scary 4 or 5 days. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people too, if it gets crazy again, we're going to get swamped. I talked to a pastor yesterday. He said, Dr. Stella, in 2021, July, we could not reach you. He said, I almost died. We could not reach you. I locked myself in the hotel room, ate communion, prayed in the Holy Ghost, and that is how I live. You know what I'm saying? Many died because they couldn't reach us. And because when it gets busy, the whole nation will be trying to reach us. Mm-hmm. So that's why I tell people it's better to be prepared early. I thank God that many, many of our patients have heard. Many people have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in their medicine cabinet. We even have the handheld nebulizer, which is like one of the things that I tell people to make sure that they have too. Yep. Because if there's no electricity, you can charge it with a power bank. It is part of our kit. You can charge it with a power bank. So we have the handheld nebulizer. We have a pulse oximeter that you can check your oxygen, because during those infections and those chest infections, you would know when you're getting worse. Your oxygen will start dropping even before you start having symptoms. So that is why we tell people that it is good to have these things in your medicine cabinet. Mm-hmm. And we put it together. And I thank God that many, many people are hearing. If you have not heard, get it for yourself, get it for your family, get it for your friends. Tell people we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. And of course, the other thing that I would tell people to be prepared about, we have two things. You know, if you go on our website, there's a lot of supplements, but we have two things, Covilite and Vira Immune Plus. Between these two supplements, it practically, we call it the daily immune boost. It practically would cover most of those viruses, including proteases and peptides that can help with Ebola to build your immunity, COVID, flu, you know, whatever, Marburg. So, you know something? So we want people to make sure that they get this stuff. We want people to be safe. We don't want people to wait till something really, really crazy happens and then you're desperate. So that is our cry right now for the American people.
That is huge, Dr. Stella. I want to talk about how people can get this. Obviously, Covilite's
antibiotics, all the things you need right here.
So if you go, they have to have a telehealth appointment. That is really important. So when you go to drstellamd.com and you get onto that site, you're looking for telehealth. From there, you can choose the different things that you're needing, and then you'll get a telehealth appointment, and then they could do the prescription. But you have to start with a telehealth first. Is that right, Dr. Stella?
Yes, because we have to go through your medical record and see what you're allergic to and see what medicines you're taking. So that needs a telehealth. The other thing that needs a telehealth is the 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. I think everybody needs to get that kit also in your house. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell people, don't be concerned about your pills and capsules getting expired. They usually can last for a long time, even after the expiration date. They did studies in the military and they found out that medicines were good even like 4 or 5 years after expiration. So don't throw away your medicine, because, you know, just get it and keep it in your medicine cabinet. If tomorrow, like I said, there's a disruptive event, if you get a urine infection, what are you going to do? What if you can't reach us? What if the internet goes down? There was a cyber attack recently. Klaus Schwab, the globalists, they're all talking about cyber attacks.
Yep.
What if the internet goes down and you can't reach us?
Exactly. That's exactly right. One thing I wanted to talk about, Dr. Stella, is that Colton's put it up several times. It's that vax and detox, because we're now receiving, you know, people asking questions. I'm getting some texts. I got some emails like they have loved ones that got the vaccination. Now they're having some issues. Is this something that they could actually use to see some benefit from? Is that vax and the detox plus the prayer?
Yes. So we handle the vax detox in two ways. If you notice, if you go look and do your research, you find out that both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine had what they call a luciferase in it. So it's actually luciferase is what? Lucifer, you know? So it's a spiritual contamination. You know what I'm saying? So, and of course, we know that anything that is Lucifer or the devil, at the mention of the name of Jesus, it has to bow. So we handle our vax detox in two ways. We deal with the spiritual aspect, the DNA corruption of the body, and the spiritual corruption. So we have, the Lord gave us Titus 3 verse 5, that salvation is by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. The washing of regeneration, regeneration, that means regenerating you. So that is what happened when you get saved. There's a regeneration. What happened in the Garden of Eden was a DNA corruption. That's why it's a spiritual DNA corruption. That's why it affects all the children of Adam, all of us. So when you get saved, there's a regeneration. So we have seen, as people repent from taking the vaccine and they prayed, we've seen miracles. We've seen paralyzed people get released, people that had heart problems get released. And the one of things that is very essential, we see all the time, is when we pray for people, they could actually feel the presence of God flow through them and they feel renewed. One lady was like, I feel it flowing. They could just feel the presence of God just go through them and regenerating them. And then the next thing that we do to deal with the physical aspects of the jab, they get a telehealth appointment, get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And then we give them the Vax Detox that has a lot of things. It has a 4-day detox, and then Covilite that has things like Promagonid, Resveratrol that help with DNA repair and stuff like that. And so what we're doing is just to try to mitigate the damage that has been done.
Huge. You saw us in Tulsa. You know, we had our table. Our whole team was there. We had a jar of Covilite, right, favorite there. And so we'd refill the waters and we'd put some of that in there. Gives you a boost of energy, helps with brain fog, gives you a clarity, makes you feel a little smarter and a little better than you really are.
And it helps with your immune system. But again, it also tastes
so good. I would drink it if it was bad for me.
I know. It's delicious.
It's better. Yeah. So anybody's drinking Red Bull, any of those things for energy, why not drink an energy drink that actually is full of supplements that's actually going to build your immune system so that no matter what happens, you're prepared for it. So Dr. Stella, thank you for everything that's in this book. It's more true today than it was the day that you wrote it. I encourage people to get a copy of this. It's really well written. It'll boost your faith. But go to drstellamd.com and it's
use
good.
Use promo code FLYOVER. Use promo code FLYOVER, get a discount.
But you got a turnkey system there. So people are like, I don't know what to get and what to do. You've got it together in a kit. Antibiotics, everything that you need is right there. So set up a telehealth appointment. No matter where you are, these things can come to you. And I think, again, you're a godsend. You were prepared for this moment, and we're very, very blessed to have this connection with you.
Amen. And remember, give your life to Jesus. The safest place to be in these crazy times is in Christ.
Yes.
When you give your life to Jesus and you're prepared physically, prepared medically, you will not be scared. And 1 month food, I think people need to do a garage sale and at least have 1 year food supply.
That is great advice.
But don't wait. Do something now. Don't wait till you can do 1 year. Do something now. That's the easiest thing to do.
That's right.
And build up.
Thanks again, Dr. Stella. Hey, Flyover family, it is going to be a crazy year. Obviously, year of election 2024. Who knows what the future holds? But if we look back at the past, we look at what's happened, the year of elections, it's never good. So we're like, okay, what can we do as a family to prepare to take care of our family during this time?
And there's things that you can store up that are cheap and easy. You can get beans and rice, and there's prep packs, but you need a protein in the mix to sustain yourself and sustain the people that depend on you to provide for them if the supply chain is broken for any length of time.
And we truly have searched everywhere to find the best source, and we have come across one, flyovermeat.com. Non-lab grown meat, non-mRNA jabs. It's all American beef. The shelf life is actually 10 plus years.
So high quality meat that you can take care of your family no matter what happens.
That is exactly right. So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER. Hey, FLYOVER family, we have a brand new sponsor for the FLYOVER Conservative Show, Heaven's Harvest. So exciting.
We've been really excited about this partnership because for about 2 years now, our level of awareness has increased on things that can go wrong in the world. Not just the big major stuff, but ice storms in Texas and things that, you know, you don't plan on. And I guess a level of personal responsibility of like, hey, we have people that we care for that depend on us. And so
we've been tiptoeing into it, but it's overwhelming. It's like, what do I do next? And so we've made little steps in that process, but we've been asking everyone we know, everyone we respect in this space, hey, who's a good supplier of things? Who has food that you would actually eat if you had to, that without eating styrofoam that you'd be gagging down if you lost a bet? You know, like real actual food that if you put it away for storage, that when it came time to do it, would be palatable, as well as heirloom seeds. You know, a lot of the seeds nowadays, you plant them, they're not, you can't reproduce with them. You know, they've been genetically modified and they're really messed up. So we've been asking people we really respect. Somebody we get a lot of advice from personally, we've made a lot of small moves in our life from, is Seth Holthouse with Man in America. And we kind of went off of his lead, as well as some others. And so we are super excited about this partnership because they're willing to give a massive discount to the Flyover family.
That's exactly right. When you go to heavensharvest.com and you use promo code FLYOVER, you get 10% off. What a great deal. We are so thankful and excited about this partnership.
For those of you that are my age, or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good, and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.